Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
My lungs were burning. My legs were screaming in protest. I was gasping like a person who accidentally opened their front camera and saw their face too up close. The thugs were gaining on us. And all I could think was, why did I sign up for remote gym class?
Move!
Push yourself! Find your inner fashionista fighter!
Shut up!
It was close, but we made it safely to a nearby hotel. Then Eileen just had to say something that got my blood boiling. You really gotta work on your stamina. You almost landed us in serious trouble.
Me? Are you out of your mind? This is entirely your fault!
If it weren't for you, I would be enjoying San Marino with Mom, but nope! Instead, I'm getting hunted down by some freaking thugs!
Come on, Chloe. Sisters help each other.
Sisters? I'm done with you, Eileen. You hear me? I'm not your sister anymore!
Before you go thinking that this was way too harsh, let me tell you the whole story. My name is Chloe, and
in today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
For as long as I can remember, I've been obsessed with two things, painting and Italy. I studied the work of all the great Italian painters, and my favorite, the modern legend, Gregorio Bianchi. Naturally, that much dedication can lead to some, defects in other areas, but none of that mattered because at 16, I made an important decision. I was going to Italy. All I had to do was get the money, and I knew exactly how I'd do it. An art exhibition. But when I got home after setting everything up, my dad was groaning on the couch. We need to go to the hospital.
We can't afford it. Where could we possibly get that kind of money? Unless...
How could I say no? Amazingly, our small town came together and bought all my art at double the price so they could help Dad. I went to bed that night feeling proud of what I'd accomplished. But the next morning, my phone was blowing up! One of my customers sent me a video. It was of my dad at the casino, gambling away all the money that I'd just given him. Turns out, Dad hit the jackpot at the casino. Instead of coming home, he bolted to the Bahamas with his new girlfriend, leaving Mom and me behind. We were worried about the angry customers who'd paid double for the painting. So Mom had no choice but to take out a loan to pay them back. With the new debt and without Dad's income, we had to downsize everything. We were never really rich before, but now it was really, really hard. But then a surprise visitor arrived. Mom's ex-husband. Before my mom married my dad, she was married to this rich guy, George. When they split, Mom let George have full custody of their daughter, Eileen, so she could have a good life. Somehow, George had heard what happened with Dad and...
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Without us even asking, he paid off all the debt. Honestly, it was really, really nice. My mom thought so too and started catching feelings for him again. It didn't take them long to remarry. We moved into George and Eileen's townhouse in the heart of Paris. It was modestly sized, but luxurious. Unfortunately, the spare bedroom was in use. I told you, Daddy, that room is my YouTube dojo slash studio.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
She'll warm up.
She didn't. Eileen refused to move her film gear and made these terrible YouTube videos constantly. Hello, my fashionista fighters. I'm your spicy sensei. And today I'm wearing a designer G straight from Paris. We're gonna do some combos to keep you looking hot. Ready? George was very nice, but I didn't want to trust men after Dad's betrayal. So I worked my butt off to earn money and be independent. I guess the universe decided to reward me for my hard work. And one day, I stumbled upon something incredible. A flyer for Gregorio Bianchi's art exhibition right here in Paris today. To my crushing disappointment, I couldn't go. I had midterms to study for. The exhibit was on tour and headed to San Marino, Italy in 3 days. If I got my work done, I could see it there. I had to. That night, I came home to a full-blown chaos. Eileen and her boyfriend, Robert, were going on a trip to the United States the next morning and thought it would be fun to throw a goodbye party, even though their trip was just 2 weeks. Excuse me. Please, excuse me.
Wouldn't want a gorgeous girl like you to get hurt now, would we?
Robert, you're dating my half-sister, remember?
I like to think of it as an open relationship.
Chloe, you homewrecker! Eileen, it's not what it looks like. I was furious, but didn't want to escalate, so I took a breath and composed myself. Returning to my room slash Eileen's YouTube dojo.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I heard Robert and Eileen arguing.
Hey, women lose control around me. It's not my fault.
This has happened 7 other times, Robert. 7. We're done. Get out now.
What about our trip to America?
Oh, you mean the one I paid for? That's canceled.
Ugh. You'll be sorry.
Try me. 2 days later, when Mom and George got back, I was so excited to tell them about the exhibition. I'm going to the Gregorio Bianchi Art Exhibition in San Marino. Before you say anything, I've already paid for everything myself. And Mom, I get a plus one if you want to come. That's so thoughtful of you, honey. But since Eileen isn't going to go to America anymore, maybe she should go with you. I'd never go on a trip with that traitor. Why would I flirt with Robert? He's a slime ball. That's exactly why you should both go. I'm sick of you two arguing all the time. This trip will help you both bond. This is a terrible idea.
Ali, you don't want your allowance cut, do you? Then you'll go with Chloe.
My allowance? That's cruel. George, no offense, but I don't want Eileen to come with me.
You're seeing Gregorio Bianchi's work, right? He's an acquaintance of mine.
Take Eileen to San Marino. And I'll arrange for you to meet Gregorio for coffee.
My jaw dropped. George knew Gregorio Bianchi? For coffee with Gregorio, I could tolerate Eileen for a few days. Eileen and I began our journey.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I'll admit that the cheapest bus for a 16-hour ride might have been a mistake. The ride was long and felt even longer because of the unusual riders. But Eileen and I actually bonded over it a bit. We had just made it into Venice when suddenly the bus stopped. We were still at least a half-hour drive from the airport. There's no Ubers. We'll never make it to the airport on time unless we run.
You
run? Please, you get winded walking to the kitchen. Okay, first, the house is huge. And second, this is Gregorio Bianchi. It's worth it. Come on.
You run like a wounded animal. Lift those feet. Pump those arms.
Wow, you know that Gregory's, like, Guy's Paris exhibition? A painting was stolen. It's Gregorio Bianchi. I'd have to stop about that later when I wasn't actively dying. Meanwhile, Eileen was running effortlessly, even in heels. But it was all worth it when I saw the airport. Wait! No, you don't understand. I've been through hell.
Please ignore my travel, ignorant sister. Put us on the next available flight to San Marino.
Next available is tomorrow evening. All the others are booked up. Tomorrow evening? We'll miss the exhibition.
Oh, well. Guess it's time to go home.
No, you don't understand. I can't miss this. I've waited my whole life for this.
Eileen, listen. This is your chance. Maybe you can meet some hot Italian guy. Just imagine if you post one picture with a hot Italian dude. How jealous would that make Robert? Wow, that actually makes sense. Let's do this.
Well, I immediately got to work looking up train schedules. Eileen started recording a YouTube video.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Then she slammed into a scary-looking guy and her phone went flying.
Oh, my baby! You broke my phone, you low-life loser.
Who are you calling a loser?
Excuse me, we're just going. The guys tried to follow, but luckily traffic blocked their way. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. First robber, now my phone.
Wow, that's really the worst thing that's ever happened to you? Sorry, that wasn't nice. You can use my phone on one condition. I'm not missing my chance to meet Gregorio Bianchi.
Are you two all right?
Yeah, we...
No, everything is so wrong. We need to get to San Marino as soon as possible.
Well, that's not a problem. I can escort you two lovely ladies there on my yacht. Adam.
Eileen, he's a stranger.
Wonderful, Adam. Let's go right now.
I got weird vibes from Adam, but once we all started hanging out on the yacht, I thought maybe I was worried about nothing. After all, Eileen and I were both getting what we wanted. I was going to make it to San Marino, and Eileen got to make Robert jealous. That's gonna drive him crazy. Just when it seemed like our troubles were finally behind us, Eileen opened her bag and made a shocking discovery. An authentic Gregorio Bianchi.
What's that from?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The airport gift shop.
Are you out of your mind? This is worth millions. You must have grabbed the wrong bag somewhere.
Okay, chill. We're going to his exhibition anyway. We'll return it. Look, Chloe, I know you didn't flirt with Robert. I just didn't want to believe it for a little while, but I shouldn't have thrown that protein shake at you. It can be hard to accept when people you love show their true colors. As we chatted, the yacht captain honked the horn. Eileen and I dashed up to the deck as quickly as possible. It was San Marino, real life San Marino. Not a photograph or video. For the first time ever, we actually felt like sisters. But to our surprise, somebody was waiting for us on the shore. Robert, why is that shady jerk here? Want me to take him out?
If anyone does that, it'll be me.
Good.
Eileen!
Please listen. I'm so, so, so sorry. Ever since we broke up, I've been thinking about you nonstop.
Oh, yeah? And then why did you try to cheat on me with my own sister?
I was a fool, but I see clearly now. You're the one I want. I tracked you down from your social media page and came to apologize. Thank goodness I did, because now I can protect you both. And the painting.
And the painting? How do you know about the painting? Something in Robert's face changed.
All right, fine. You got me. I'm here on, let's call it, business. And you took my super trendy bag. Me and that painting should be halfway to the U.S. by now! But me and my guys...
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I need that bag now.
Suddenly, we were surrounded by a bunch of scary-looking thugs. One of them was the same guy that we got into an argument with outside the bus.
Sure, let me just get it for you. Not! Come on, Chloe, move it! Hello, my fighter fashionistas! I lean here reminding you to always stay in shape in case you have to run from your psycho ex-boyfriend and his thug art thief friends through the streets of San Marino. Smash that subscribe button so I can outrun this jerk! I ran faster than I'd ever run in my life, and thanks to Eileen's quick thinking, we managed to get away and duck into a hotel. Some psychos are chasing us!
What? You'll be safe here, I promise.
Later, when I woke up, Eileen even offered to pick us up some breakfast. While she was gone, I noticed she'd left her phone, my phone, to charge. I grabbed it to text my mom, but Eileen's YouTube was pulled up. Eileen had sabotaged the bus! She was the reason for this entire situation! Was all of our bonding a lie?
I got lots of carbs, because they're good for recovery. You really gotta work on your stamina. You almost landed us in serious trouble.
Me? Are you out of your mind?
I know how it looks. At first, all I wanted to do was go home so I could mope in peace, but now I genuinely want to go with you.
Oh, please. This is entirely your fault. If it weren't for you, I would be enjoying the city with Mom right now, but no! Instead, I'm getting hunted down by some freaking thugs!
Come on, Chloe. Chloe. Sisters help each other. Sisters! I'm done with you, Eileen. You hear me? I'm not your sister anymore. I made my way through San Marino by myself. It was just as amazing as I'd always dreamed, but it...
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It was hard to focus on anything except for the fact that I had a stolen Bianca art in my bag and thugs were hunting me down. When I finally arrived at the art exhibition, though, I couldn't help but be blown away. I might have even cried a little bit. It was so beautiful. By the end, I knew I had to quickly get the painting to Gregorio.
Remember, the auction starts in an hour.
You know how a Bianchi was stolen from Paris?
Yes.
Well, long story short, I found it. It's in my suitcase.
Whoa! I'll take it to the curator immediately!
Without even checking the painting, the tour guide took the bag into the back. Something about it felt off, so I sneakily followed and saw him handing it to Robert and his gang. Hey! That doesn't belong to you, Robert!
Shoo off. Eileen isn't here to do your fighting for you.
Hi-ya! 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 Using the moves I learned by watching Eileen, I was absolutely kicking their butts. But there were just too many of them. Right when I couldn't hold them off any longer, Eileen burst through the doors with the police in tow. That's him.
You're all under arrest.
They're amateur art thieves. Clearly someone else is pulling the string, so the police are hoping they'll roll over. Oh, thank you. You're a good sister. I know. When I went to get the painting, I gasped in horror. Oh no, we can't give it back for the auction like this. It's smudged. I'll get you some paints. I know you can fix it. I did my best, but couldn't do it exactly like the original. When it went up on the auction block, the crowd wasn't happy. Somebody painted over it. Nobody will buy that.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It's even better now. $20 million sold!
I couldn't believe that somebody would actually think what I did was better than Gregorio Bianchi. After the auction, I went to the mysterious bidder and found him chatting with George and my mom. You're here?
You made a promise, didn't I? Chloe, meet my good friend Gregorio.
Hello, Chloe. It is nice to meet you.
You're Gregorio Bianchi? You said my painting was better than the original. Your original?
It was always missing a little something. You finished what I couldn't.
My sister's pretty good, isn't she?
I would say so. Perhaps we can work together.
My mom and George were absolutely beaming with pride at me and Eileen. Somehow, the worst trip ever, it turned out to be the best experience of my entire life.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.